You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now, here's your host, Gina Della.
Happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome back. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della and Ross Sabaki. And, gal, I just wonder what you've all thought about all you men last week. Ross?
I thought it was a foreign language, especially when you were saying Alta, Sorv. I can't remember what the name of it is.
So to remind everybody, last week we had beautiful Renee Hitt, owner of Merle Norman at the Brookfield location. Mm-hmm. And Ross, Sephora.
Thank you, Sephora.
S-E-P-H-O-R-A.
I even wrote it down.
And Ulta. Now, you know Ulta, don't you?
Yeah, I definitely. I've heard the name.
Mm-hmm. You've never walked into an Ulta?
I have not. So I am a fresh set of ears, eager to learn because I have zero knowledge. If I walked in, I'd probably be really embarrassed because I wouldn't know what any of the things meant or what they did.
Renee, you can go ahead.
You can help, please.
That's when you come to Merle Norman.
Right, exactly.
Because my staff is fully trained, and they can tell you what everything does in the store. And most importantly, they're going to talk to you first about it to find out what your needs are,
mm-hmm.
what your concerns are, and how they can fill that need.
And probably make me feel more comfortable.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you just said it. I talked about when I was in high school, I literally walked into the Merle Norman store, which at that point you were part of, in 1982, right?
Well, 83 we opened at Brookfield.
Okay, so then it was after high school. Oh, so I was in college when I did this. I literally walked in and I was so intimidated because everybody was so pretty and I walked right back out.
And see, that hurts. That's something that we don't want ever to happen. We want you to realize that we're the same as you are.
Right. So we are going to. Yeah. I'm excited for people to learn about that when we come back. I want to talk about that because what I would give today or back then to have known what I know now, how much different things would be had I not let my mindset get the mm-hmm. best of me. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina and Ross, and Renee will return when we come back. Welcome back to What's the Difference? We are here with Renee and Ross. And, you know, we were just talking about when I didn't realize it was actually I was a freshman in college when I went in there because it was 1983. But I graduated high school in 83. And I remember being intimidated. And that does hurt Renee's heart. And it hurts my heart when people feel like that about Pella. They assume they can't afford it or it's too prestigious.
Mm-hmm.
And I first think we should start with men because if I'm feeling like that, and I live for skincare and color cosmetics, I mean, I never go to bed with my makeup on. I can't even believe people do that. But I want to talk about unless I make you, Ross, you would not have walked in there. Tell me, what questions do you have of Renee?
Well, yeah, and that's fair. And I think it's a good analogy with Pella, right? Is we have to always work really hard to our customers to reduce the anxiety to have them let us come out to their home. And I think that's the same thing that mm-hmm. you do too. And I think in general terms, men are becoming more engaging in the different aspects, whether that's pedicures and manicures and, you know, some of the skincare, some of those different things. How do you go through? I think you had a good statement. You ask questions, reduce it, because I'm assuming your customers are men as well, how do you go through and reduce their anxiety and maybe act a little differently towards them?
Well, number one, make eye contact.
You know what? I got to ask you. So make eye contact. Do the men come in and are they shy where they're not even looking at you and you have to
do
extra?
Not so much anymore. You know, 30 years ago when a man would come in with a skincare concern, they would be like, I hope nobody sees me here.
Okay.
They're going to think I want to wear makeup.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Men are so much more aware mm-hmm. of their skin, their appearance. You know, you have your hair cut a certain way. It isn't just everyone having
the same thing. Yes. Yep.
So it's really just treating that person with respect.
Mm-hmm. Which makes sense. What do you think is the number one thing that you sell to men?
Cleanser. Moisturizer.
Okay.
Sunscreen.
Yep. In sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what are you doing for, so the cleanser, I understand that, and the moisturizer, so they're putting, you actually sell sunscreen that specifically, I'm guessing, has a moisturizer built into it?
We have both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And then do you find that men are the same? So like when they come in, so they've reduced the anxiety, right? And then you get to know them and what their needs are, that they now be are continuing customer, returning customer.
Yes, absolutely. If you find a solution for somebody, so like a really big skincare concern these days is rosacea. So rosacea is redness in the skin.
Oh, okay.
That manifests itself as little pimples. It's mm-hmm. really inflammatory condition of the skin, much like acne or psoriasis or eczema. A lot of men have that, and mm-hmm. it goes untreated, and then it can get really bad. So if we can find a solution that you can keep that under control, so you don't get to that really bad, big
does
red
it spread?
Nose.
Oh, I know what you mean now with the red nose. I could, yes.
We used to use the example of W.C. Fields. So unless you're my age or older, you're not going to know who W.C. Fields was.
The guy with the big red nose. Yeah.
That he is the ideal example of what rosacea looks like in mm-hmm. a very inflamed stage. So it's, again, just finding out what those concerns are. You're coming in for a reason, whether it's you want to look younger, you want to take care of a skin condition, you want to protect your skin, you're a golfer, you're out on the golf course all the time, what do I do?
That's fair.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
And you brought up test drive before, like, not test drive, that's what I would say, but about testing the products. That's a big one
right.
for you, right?
So we have testers of everything that we sell. So you should never have to leave our store without trying on first and making sure it's a good fit for you. So you can, let's say you were coming in for a cleanser and a mm-hmm. moisturizer. I would have you try it at the sink, either on your face or on your hand. So you would, do you like the feel of this? Because if you don't like the feel of it, you aren't going to use it.
Or the smell, I would imagine,
or
too.
Or the smell.
The smell would be
or
a big one.
I can send you home with a tube of foaming cleanser for normal to dry skin until you can shave with it. But if you don't know how to use it, it's going to sit in your cupboard.
That's fair. Right? Yeah, absolutely.
How much moisturizer do I use? Right?
That's a good point.
You know, most men are going to dig in.
Correct.
Like
right. Exactly, yes.
You need like the size of a pea.
Yeah.
So giving you the education that you need to make the product work best for you is our job.
Yeah, so it's properly used, which mm-hmm. is, yeah. When she said that, the pea size, I think of like shampoo, right?
Because right.
it's so much the habit of just hit the pump and you have mm-hmm. way too much.
Well, mm-hmm. and it's so beneficial, you know, to train. I mean, we're going to next segment, I want to get into the difference between Earl Norman and what we just said, Sephora and Ulta. Mm-hmm. But right there to train, because you're not going to get a repeat customer. It's wonderful to sell a consumable product, mm-hmm. but not if people aren't using it and it's just sitting there because nobody taught them how to use it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And they're intimidated by it. Or like Ross said, the smell, you know, and you put it on your face before bed, a moisturizer, and you can't fall asleep because all you smell is something you don't like.
Correct.
Yeah, or think you think it's mm-hmm. you think it's really expensive because you're not using it correctly, you're using way too much.
Oh, and that too, which is Christopher David Della with serums. It's a whole nother. You know, quickly before our commercial break, can you just share a little bit about Merle Norman and her history and how the company began? Because I think just, I was reading about working with burn patients. Can you give us in a minute a little story about
minute?
That?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, just quickly.
So Merle Norman was a kind of a chemist or dermatologist in the 1920s. Like that wasn't a thing then. But she worked in a hospital, and her job was to develop treatments for burn patients and for infants with impetigo. So she started to realize that if these treatments that she was working on could help this really damaged skin, imagine what it could do for normal skin that just needed a little bit of help. The industry at the time kind of worked on masking. So we had heavy creams, heavy powders, everything that was just masking the skin. And she understood the biology of skin that we needed to clean from the inside out. So she developed three products, a cold cream to break down makeup and cleanse the skin, oil, soil, mm-hmm. and makeup, a deep cleansing mask called Miracle, which pulled out all the impurities, and then a protective base. And she founded her business on that, and we still sell those three products today.
Okay. Wow, you did a great job. And that is amazing. When we return, we are going to learn from Renee why personal consultations matter and what makes Merle Norman in Brookfield different than everybody else. You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.
Welcome back to What's the Difference with Gina Della and Ross Sabaki and our amazing guest, Renee Hitt. We ended with Merle Norman's famous three products she created.
Three Steps to Beauty.
And you said they still exist today?
Absolutely. And we still sell them. Like, people still come in for them.
Is the formulation exactly the same?
It's pretty close. Like, some things have changed. Ingredients have changed, you know, over the years. Like, the supply of where you can get stuff or regulations with the FDA maybe a little bit. But the basic function of the product is the same.
I remember learning a long, long time ago, it is so important to do exactly what you just said. You have to cleanse, get that all off your face. You need to exfoliate because your skin replenishes, and you've got to moisturize. But try to use the same line because they're made to work together. Is that how Merle Norman's is?
Well, typically, yeah. You know, we don't test our products against Clinique or brand. I think it's less important in 2026 than it was in 1996.
The steps are more important.
Yeah, I think products are more compatible than what they might have been.
Got it.
Ideally, of course, I want you to use only Merle Norman.
Right.
Right. But we can work with things.
So let's talk about that. Holy cow. When you look for windows, they're everywhere. Yellow Pages back in the day. Mm-hmm. There was a section so thick that was just windows. TV commercials, radio ad, windows. We had to figure out what sets us apart. Well, everywhere we drive, there's an Ulta. Everywhere we drive, go to Kohl's, one of the most popular stores, there's a Sephora. But there's a big difference when you go to Merle Norman. I would love for you to share what sets you apart from those other retailers.
I think it's my staff. You know, all my girls, regardless if they are hairstylists, estheticians, they all have to learn the product line. So we spend a minimum of 40 hours training on product knowledge prior to them working on the floor. We have a wealth of information available for them to look up if they need more information for a customer. So that training is a really important component of what makes us different. My staff stays with us a long time.
Low turnover.
So you're going to get to know that person that you're coming in to see. So you can have confidence. We've developed a relationship. Work with me one day and you'll see I'm calling people by name as they walk in the door. I might not be waiting on them that day, but I know them by name.
So it makes them feel so comfortable. Right. So if they're apprehensive or nervous to walk in the first time, you're building this relationship. Can you tell us, you have a million examples of somebody, male or female, that you sense that they're not comfortable walking in. You've made them feel comfortable. And that relationship has developed where they maybe just bought a cleanser the first time, where now they're doing the whole kit and caboodle.
Oh, sure. There's numerous after almost 40 years.
Right.
Absolutely. Sometimes it's that people will have seen one of us, either Debbie from Hills Corners or me or Vicky, on the Morning Blend. And so you have that, they feel like they kind of know you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But they still come in and they're like, well, you can't, no one can ever match a foundation for me. Well, tell me why. Tell me what's happened in the past. Well, you know, I stand at a store and I, you know, just, you know, match it up to my wrist through the plastic package.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's change that. First of all, let's match you up correctly. Let's talk about what your needs are. How much coverage are you looking for? What type of finish do you like? Do you prefer a liquid, a cream, a powder, a cream to powder, a mineral makeup?
Do you have a lot of people
how
say,
you,
I don't know?
Right.
That's
tell
why
me
I'm
how
here,
you
I don't
prep
know.
Your skin, right? If we can get all those questions taken care of first, I know that I can find the right product for you.
Do you know how hard it is to look at this beautiful, experienced woman, and I'm like, what does my makeup look like today? I should
Are you judging yourself subconsciously?
No judgment zone.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, you did start with it, a no judgment zone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right.
after all these years you've spent helping clients, can you remember a moment when someone sat in the chair because they were willing to let you do your whole deal and you realized this really isn't about makeup at all? It was more about the confidence and how they felt about themselves?
You know, I don't think I can pinpoint a time because I feel like that's part of my personality, that I'm always trying to help people feel better about themselves. Now, I just think it's just one thing that sets us apart, is that we're really trying to help you find the best version of you.
Yeah. No, I love that. That's exactly what I'm talking about. It's especially someone who doesn't know how to put on makeup. I hear this all the time. People say, oh, it looks like you had your makeup professionally done. Well, it sure didn't used to look like that. I mean,
yeah, somebody taught you how to do it.
Somebody taught me how, and right. I watch over and over.
Right. And, you know, the younger girls today, they have YouTube and TikTok or, you know, all these other methods of learning. We didn't have that. We had 16 magazine, right?
Right.
But that one-on-one personalized care, saying, you know, well, TikTok is used as a filter, but this is what you need to do for your cheekbones or your coloring or your look.
Well, and I know just walking into some of the big stores, I'm not going to say which one, I don't love that if I'm looking for something, someone might be having a pin that's representing one brand and they're walking over to the other brand and they don't really know. And I've noticed from personal experience, it's based on price. I've done it enough where they're taking me based on price instead of what's the best fit for me. I love that. Okay, well, when we return, I want to hear about probably the most memorable, funny mistake you've seen somebody make or you might have even made as you were learning. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della. Welcome back to What's the Difference with Gina Della and Ross Sabaki. Did we talk about where to find us on this show yet?
Never hurts to say it twice.
All right, WTMJ.com. Look on the Partners tab and you will see What's the Difference with Gina Della or your favorite platform. And email us at WTD at Pella. WTD at PellaWI.com. And we're back with Renee. I want to also sneak in, what is your email again, Renee?
mnbrookfield@gmail.com.
And your website?
www.mnsalonbrookfield.com.
Thank you.
And I wanted to sneak in a quick question, too, is I think about, like, you know, how nice your store looks and it is. How do you go through and to get over? I'm sure there has to be, just like we do, as customers assume they can't afford your product. How do you go through to, you know, get people in a comfortable zone to know?
Well, I think, first of all, one of our rules in our store is that the customer should be greeted within 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And 30 seconds doesn't sound like a lot of time, but if you sat here right now and counted to 30, it would cut up a lot of the show. Right?
Yes.
It's uncomfortable. So greeting, making eye contact, even if you're on the phone, like making that eye contact so that person feels recognized. I think as far as design of the stores goes, we have gone to a lot more warm colors. When you came back in the 80s, we were stark white, burgundy. Like it was very, maybe a little bit more intimidating from a visual aesthetic standpoint.
And do you have different lines for to help with the different price points, too, of like what customers are comfortable spending?
Well, we're considered a mid-priced luxury cosmetic. So we're going to be a little bit more than what you might buy at Target or Walgreens.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But less than what you might buy at a Macy's or Nordstrom's, right? The biggest thing is that you're getting service with it. So let's say you are buying that $115 serum.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to go home with $115 serum and not know when to use it, why you're using it, how to use it, how long it should last you.
Which makes sense. And then, so you can see the benefit and the value that the customers do.
So it really comes, again, it's finding the right solution that comes from expertise and guidance, which is what you're providing.
Right. Just asking lots of questions.
Love it. All right. If you'd like to experience what Renee has been talking about last week and today, you have to stop into the Merle Norman Cosmetics location at Brookfield Square. And one more time, how can they reach you? Give your website.
MNSalonBrookfield.com.
Awesome. And you can try the products, everybody, before you buy them. Receive personalized skincare, men, or get a professionally color-matched session or both. Because sometimes the biggest difference isn't the product, you guys. It's the expertise behind it. Have a great Saturday.